Blackstone Audio presents Jingo, A Western Story by Max Brand. This book is read by Traber Burns. Chapter 1. Jingo, one who believes in a warlike foreign policy. So says the dictionary, but though Jingo's only policy was warlike, and though he treated most people as though they were foreigners, the people who nicknamed him did not have foreign policy in mind. Conjurers in the old days, just as they were about to perform a trick, would cry out, "Hey, Jingo!" or "Hey, Jingo!" just as at a later date they yelled, "Presto!" And out of that expression came the petty oath, "By Jingo!" People had some such thing in mind when they called him Jingo. For in fact, he was a fellow to be either sworn at or sworn by. He was a thing to fill the eye and warm the heart. He was in his early 20s. He was small enough to lose himself in a crowd, and big enough to punch holes in any member of it. He was as handsome as a wild-caught mustang that has sleeked its sides on the mountain grasses and carries the light of the fire new morning in its eyes. He was cut out of silk, and he was all from one piece. He feared nothing but the devil, and relied only on his own two strong hands. This was Jingo as he rode into the town of Tower Creek, under the shadow of Tower Mountain, filled with a warlike foreign policy. He came on an eager mustang with the head of a thoroughbred and an eye that had a jag of red lightning in it.